Gilman with Bays. We left off last time, which was a few weeks ago, at the Gemara's Kasher. The Gemara asks that our Mishnah requires Siva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. And L'chayre, there's no such time. Because if you're going to go according to Rav Meir, then all you should require is the Chasima Lishma. And if you're going to go according to Rabbi Lazar, all you should need is the Ksiva Lishma. So the Gemara is asking that there's no such Tana that holds this way. B'chitema, the fifth line, the Gemara says, B'chitema loy l'Rabbi Lazar hi. B'chi loy boy Rabbi Lazar Chasima Lishma midai raisa. B'drabanam boy. So we have a pshat in the Mishnah. Then our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds that you need ksiva v'chasim al-shma, the ksiva l'shma min ha-tayra, and the chasim al-shma mid-rabbana. So the Gemara says it's not true. V'ashlai shigit n'psulim d'rabbana, v'alai bai Rabbi Lazar chasim al-shma. What we have to do now is figure out how the Gemara is proving it from this Mishnah. We're going to bring a Mishnah. We want to prove from this Mishnah what? The Rabbi Lazar does not require the Chasim al-Shma even l'chatchila midrabana. It's not so clear how it's a raya, and Yemes is there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, which I assume that most of you didn't by merit when you learned the Gemara. There are two ways to learn the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos are not the same. So let's see the Mishnah. The question is, what's the proof from the Mishnah? That's easy enough. We're trying to prove Rabbi Lazar holds that you don't need chasima, lishma, even lachatchela, even the drabana. So how do you prove that? So let's learn the Mishnah. It's not. Gimel gittin psulim. There are three types of gittin that are posled in nisus havlad kosher. Now we posled them lachatchela, but in nisus havlad kosher, but with the evidence kosher. The truth is, there are a lot more than three such gittin. These three cases are cases that are not dinim and hilchas gittin. All three are dinim that are dinim and hilchas shtaris b'chlal. And this Mishnah collects the three cases and says that they're all l'chatchila. At least the Tanakhama holds they're all l'chatchila. And what are the three? Kosav b'ksav yadai bein al aveidim. So number one is a get that's written in the handwriting of the husband, but there are no witnesses at all. Second case, yesh al aveidim vein b'izman. Third case, yesh b'izman vein b'yala erechad, hariyosh l'shigit m'psulim, and this is avlad kosher. Now, which of the three cases are we going to prove it from? Which of these three cases is important to our Gemara? The Mishnah says all three. We're trying to show from one of these three cases the Rabbi Lazar does not require chasim al-shma. So that he doesn't require the seis chasima. Eid chasima. From which of the three cases is the raya? From the first of the three. The raya is the first. Rashi says that clearly. Rashi holds that the raya is from the first of the three cases. And Rabbi Lazar argues. Rabbi Lazar, I'm afal pishen al veidim, shnasuf ne'edim, kasher, gan chasim shabadim. I will get to God Mechasim Shabbat. Rabbi Lazar says, "Afal pi she'ein olav edim, el shnosn olav b'fnei edim, kosher." Now, is that line itself a proof? If the Gemara didn't bring the Reisha, he just brought Rabbi Lazar, "Afal pi she'ein olav edim, el shnosn olav b'fnei edim, kosher." Would that be a good proof that Rabbi Lazar holds you don't need edich chesima? Anybody?
No.
Why not? Because maybe that's only midaraisa. Maybe it's kosher, but the evet midaraisa. Right. So from Rabbi Lazar alone, Rashi clearly says it wouldn't have been a raya. Rashi says the raya is from the fact that the Tanakhama himself says it's kosher, but the evet. So therefore, if Rabbi Lazar is arguing, he must be machshir even lachatchila. Rashi says that in the whole stream of the Rashi, but the Rashi, this is Havlad Kosher. Alma Tanakama Kufe Lai Pasal Alma Rabbanan. Umida Palag Rabbalaza Lai Shramina Filachatilla Mashim. See, at the what the proof is. Okay, the Raya, we try to prove Rabbalaza does not require Eidah Hasidah. What's the Raya? Zot Rashi, the Raya is from the first of these three cases. In the first of the three cases, there is no Chasinus Eidim. And the Tanakama holds its Kosher B'Diavad. And Rabbi Elazar argues. So since Rabbi Elazar argues on the Tanakama, and the Tanakama himself is Mashal L'Chadchila, must be that Rabbi Elazar is Mashiv L'Chadchila, because he's more Mekel than the Tanakama. So the way Rashi learns, this is the Haychacha of the Gemara, from the first of the three cases, where the Tanakama is Mashiv B'Diavad, and Rabbi Elazar is more Mekel, so it must be he's Mashal L'Chadchila. This is Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. Now, where do we see that Tosfos argues? The truth is, there are a few places where we can pick up on it. Tosfos in Rabbi Elazar Omer asks a kasha. Doesn't bring Rashi. But Tosfos asks the kasha. And that kasha is really a kasha on Rashi. Dimtaima. See Tosfos Rabbi Elazar Omer? Dimtaima dilma dafka kasa b'ksav yaday. Oyvei rechad. Dairi tanakama mashar Rabbi Elazar. What's the Gemara trying to prove? That Rabbi Elazar is mashar with zero eidim. Rabbi Elazar is mashar with no eidim. That's the Gemara trying to prove. So to Rashi, it's right for the first case. But the first case is a case of Ksav Yadai. So maybe Rabbi Elazar is only Mashir when it's written in the Ksav Yad of the husband. That's why Rabbi Elazar is Mashir. But if he had no Eidim at all, and no Ksav Yad, maybe he wouldn't be Mashir. This is Tosfos Kashar Rashi. From what? Tosfos Kashar Rashi is that we're trying to prove if you wouldn't have any Eidim that it would be kosher like Rabbi Elazar. What's the Raya? The first of these three cases is a case where you have Ksav Yadai. So if you have Ksav Yadai, that's why it's kosher like Rabbi Elazar. You can't prove from there that if you have nothing, not Ksav Yadai, and not Eidim, if a Sefer I forget, there are no Eidim, you can't prove from there it's kosher. So Tosfos is asking a kasha, l'chaira, it's a very strong kasha, on the way Rashi learned the Gemara. On the Raya from Rabbi Elazar. Rashi learns the Raya is from the first case, and it's Mishkan Raya. It's the first case that says it's Ksav Yadai. Now from the second case, it's certainly not a Raya. The second case is a Kshtar that has no Zman. The third case, which is an Eidecha, it's also no Raya. Because Rabbi Elazar is Masher Eidecha, who says he's Masher with no Eidecha. So this is Tosfos Kashar Rashi. The Yeshleimer, this Yeshleimer is the second pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos learns the Yeshleimer the Haloshin Afilu Ein Olav Eidim Mashma the Ein Olav Eidim Klal. Tosfos is learning different than Rashi. What's the Gemara's proof? The Rabbi Elazar is Mashma with no Eidim. Rashi learned the proof is from one of the Shloshi Gittin. From the fact that the first of these Shloshi Gittin, the Tanakam, is Mashma with the Eved or Mashma with the Chilah. Tosfos says, no, that's not the Raya. The Raya has nothing to do with the Shloshi Gittin. The Raya is from Rabbi Elazar's Lashon. Rabbi Elazar used the Lashon. What's his Lashon? Rabbi Elazar Omer. Afa Pishein Olav Eidim. El Shinos Labef Neidim Sheir. Rabbi Elazar's Lashon. Afa Pishein Olav Eidim. That's Mashma. The Rabbi Elazar holds you don't need Eidim. So that according to Tosfos, the Raya has nothing to do with the Raya. The Raya is just from Rabbi Elazar Omer and on. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afal Pishein Olav Eidim. Rabbi Elazar's Mashal, there's no Eidim. According to Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi, the Raya is from the first of the three cases, which is a case where the Tanakam is Mashal B'Diavad, Elazar's Mashal Chatzil. So, Bashkofa Rishayna, it's just a Machlaikis in Pshat. Seems at first glance not to be a machlokes ladina, but we're going to see now that there's a very big nafkamina. But the first thing you have to understand is pshat, because without pshat you're never going to get to the next step. Okay, so I'm going to have to answer that. And Rashi's going to have to answer Tyson's question. Okay, so I have to explain the, eventually the sheetus. But for now, again, what are the two rayas? Rashi holds the raya is from the first of the three cases, from the case of Savyadai. And Tyson's holds it's not a raya. Why is it no raya? Why is no raya like Taisvis? Because you have Savyada is different than no Edim at all. And Taisvis learns the raya is from Rebbe Loz's Lashon. Rebbe Loz's Lashon, after Bishen Olav Edim, the Lashon is Mashma, no Edim at all. Why didn't Rashi. Why wasn't. Why. How would Rashi answer Taisvis' Kash? It's impossible to say that because Rashi says, "Alma Tanakama Gufe Lepasal Elamid Drabanan." What was the case of the Tanakam? Tanakuma Gufe Lepasal Elamid Drabanan when there are no Eidim? It's not true. Tanakama is only Lepasal Elamid Drabanan when there's Ksav Yada. Right? Tanakama wasn't talking about there's zero Eidim. If there's zero Eidim, then the Tanakama would pass also. So in Rashi, there are no two ways to learn. Rashi Zichel learned Sarai from the Reisha. And it fits better into the flow of the Gemara. But why didn't Rashi learn like Tysus? How's Rashi going to answer Tysus' cash first? Why Rashi didn't like Tysus is easy. Because Rashi wanted to prove that it's even a Chatila. But why? What Nakuda of. In Shitas Rashi helps him with Tysus' cash? So the truth is that this is really a very sadistic machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and I'll prove it to you in a minute. But first, just let's see Tosfos Shloisha Gittin Psula. Tosfos in the first parak of Gittin, there are a lot of Tosfos in the big chidush, and this is one of them. Tosfos Shloisha Gittin Psula, Ika Demuki Beperek Bas Rachman Masnisin Kireb Meir. That's very important. We're going to have to work with this. This Mishnah is going like Remeya. Okay, there's a Shita later. This Mishnah is going like Remeya. Remeya holds Eidei Chasima Karati. If you hold Eidei Chasima Karati, how's it good? There are no Eidei Chasima. The Tosfos, Abba God, this is the Remeya, Kol HaMishanim, HaBeya, Shetel L'Chom, Begitin, Avlan Mamzer. Even though Remeya holds, usually you have to stick with the exact Lashon that the Chazal was Masakin. And Remeya, no time, Hocha, Hainu, time, Avlan Kosher. The kachoya hamatpeya. This is the nusach shalai yipsalav lad b'hanach shloish. Va'apa gav the remeya sarer v'kosav haynu v'chosam. Even though we learn remeya shita, v'kosav sefer krisus means chasimas edim. Where do you have chasimas edim in the shtar? V'komok em kosha havlad b'ksav yodai vein olav edim. The kivon shabal atzmai kosav ein lecha chasima gedoy lemezu. That line is a chiddush otzum in Tosfos. You have to appreciate. What does Tosfos say? Ksav yodai, the ein olav edim is kosher, the kivan shabal atzmai kosav, ein lecha chasima gedai lemezu. Let's try the words. Let's say I borrow money from you. So you come with a shtar with two witnesses, or you come with a shtar that I signed. Is one better than the other? Huh? Better two witnesses or I signed it? What do you think is better? Well, 1 second. If I sign a shtar mamon, is two eidim better than that? So in mamon, the words of Tosfos make a lot of sense. Abalat my kosam in lachasima gedal mezu. In mamon, is of course it makes sense. If I sign something, ksav yadai there's nothing better than that. Because he does about the commandment though. But Tosfos is saying it in Gittin, that in Gittin, my signature is as good as witnesses. Ksav yadai is as good as witnesses. What do you say to that? You're right. But Tosfos is going to remain. Leir of Elazo, you can argue. Because they're the Messiah. But Tosfos is going like Remeya, the Farish. Avagad the Remeya Sabar, Kozai Lechasam. But come, okay, it's kosher because Shimon Shabbat and Lachas Shimon Gedal
Mizu.
The main way to do again is by the Baal writing it. It's a chiddush akra. Okay, did you see the Sora anywhere?
No.
You should have. Alright, but before we get to that, the machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, is in this line. The machlokes is in a halacha. Memela is a machlokes of Shat. Tosfos Shita is that chasimas ksimas yad habal is a kosher get. Not only is it a kosher get, and look like chasima gedayla mizu. It's wonderful. It's perfect. Like Rameyer, will say the chasima karti. Hey, the chasima karti. Tosfos Shita is that if the husband writes it, that's also good. Rashi rejects that. Rashi says, no, you hold Eidah Chasima Karti. You need Eidim. Ksav Yadai, by Mamin, Ksav Yadai is good. Eidah Spaldin Kavei Eidim Dami. But by Gittin, there's no Eidah Spaldin Kavei Eidim Dami. You need Eidah Lekiyume. You need Eidah by a star. And Rameyah holds it's Eidah Chasima that you need. So Eidah Chasima Karti. So you need Eidim. So Tosfos Shita is that a get b'ksav yada is kosher. Rashi Shita is that a get b'ksav yada is nothing. A get b'ksav, what ksav yada? Eidech l'tumla remeir. Eidech hasima karti. That means you need eidech hasima. You have to have two witnesses signing it. That's Rashi Shita. So we have to ask that question. It's going to be a good question. We have to see. But Pashtus, he's the Eidekim. He, his Ksav Yada is the Eidekim. Because he does not the Kabe Eidim. That seems to hold. It's a big cash. Good. Okay, we're going to use that cash. Good. So first, this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Memela, let's come back to Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. You'll see it's answered. Tosfos Rebbe Elazar. What was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi? I'm shocked. Tosfos Kasha and Rashi was Rashi's proving you don't need Eidim. From which case of the Mishnah? From the first case. And Rebbe Elazar argues in the first case. Tosfos Rebbe Elazar's Mashal Chatzila. For Tosfos, Vim Taimar. Dilma Dafka Kosa B'Ksav Yadai. May it's no Raya from the Rashi. The Rashi is talking Kosa B'Ksav Yadai. That's why it's good. It's no Raya that if you have zero Eidim at all, that it's good. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Rashi says, Kashver on me. That's not a kasha. Just ksav yadai by gittin means nothing. If ksav yadai by gittin is meaningless, so Rebbe Elazar, so if ksav yadai is not meaningless, you can't ask me if Rebbe Elazar is machshir ksav yadai, who says he's machshir with zero eidim? There's no difference zero eidim and ksav yadai. Rashi holds that there's no chiluk. Ksav yadai is zero eidim. Okay, we'll get to that too. 1 second. First thing I want to, the machlaikis should be clear, because it's a very klara machlaikis, a get, with the husband's handwriting, you have a man in Amaretz, he writes on a piece of paper, Ariat Mugureshes, and he somehow writes it to the kosher nusach, and he gives it to his wife, even like Remeir, but they say, like Rebbe Elazar, you need Eidim Asira. According to Remeir, you don't need Eidim Asira, you just need Eidim Chasima. So Taisa says, it seems to say, that it's 100%, the says the Lisman HaTaira, it's a good get. So Taisa holds, Ksav Yadai is good, like Remeir, Rashi holds it's no good. Now, Taisa himself, on Dalet Amud Aleph, at the end of Taisa's Dekai Malon, brings a Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And in the last two lines of the Tosfos, where there's the Rebbe Kiveger's star over there, Tosfos says, Beferish like Rashi. Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says, Miu yesh l'chalik, de le'inyin mamin, de mahani yidos baldin kamei eidim. Sagi bei de chasima b'makom hidas baldin. This is clear that by mamin hidas baldin helps. So memela, whatever it means, de chasima helps b'makom hidas baldin. Aval b'kiddushim v'gerushin loy mahani hidas baldin. Why not? Mishum de mechayev lacherim. It's chayev lachrini. How's a chayev lachrini? The b'kiddushin osel akraydum v'gerushin osel akayim. Taisus here says like Rashi that hidas baldin does not work by a get. The crash, it does, but then doesn't work by a get. Aye, why not? Now, why would you have said, if I asked you, why does my das baldin work by a get? You'll tell me. Why? Huh? You need to look at you, mate. So Taisus says, and we'll come back to understand Taisus's word. Taisus says, because it's chav lachrini. When does my das baldin help my mamin? By mamin, my das baldin, if I say, I owe some more money, so it's not mechayev anyone else, just me. So my das baldin kamei. Let's say I have a business with a shutif. And I'm minded that the business owes someone money. So I have to pay. My shutif could deny it. I can't be minded when it's chav lachrini, when it causes someone else a loss. We don't say it does, but they can aid it. Zotaisvis, every get is chav lachrini. Why is it chav lachrini? Zotaisvis says, kiddush is chav lachrini because you're answering her in the kraven. And gerish is chav lachrini because you're answering her in the kraven. Interesting, Taisus. See some Taisus. Let's say you have a woman that was divorced once. Now she marries a second time. So now, is the husband believed to say, I gave her a get? It does, but it's not chav to anybody. Chav to her. Why doesn't Taisus say chav to her? Must be talking a case where she's masking. She's also might. Well, begerish and osala akayim. So she was also to akayim anyway. Actually, she's a Gyaris, but also a Kayin anyway. And it seems from this Taisa that you could. By Das Baldin, can they aid him? By Gittin. Well, hard to say that. I say she has no Kraivim, so we'll say Das Baldin, can they aid him by Kiddush. So we'll have to see if that's so. But so far, we have Machlaikis Rashi Taisvis, if Ksav Yadai works. Taisvis says Ksav Yadai works. Rashi says Ksav Yadai doesn't work. This Mishnah on Daf Peivav, which the Gemara is quoting, the Mishnah says that Gimel Gittin Psulim in Nisus Havlat Kasher Pasav Iksav Yaday. Chayt to Beferish Mishnah like, huh? As Beferish Mishnah like Taisus. What's Rashi going to do with the Mishnah? So what you have to do is look in Rashi on the Mishnah on Peivav. And you'll see something very interesting there. Take a look at Rashi on Peivav Meral, the first Rashi on the Mishnah. This Rashi, it's you see, there's a small aleph of the Bach in the middle of the Rashi, three lines in. That small aleph, just look at the Bach on the bottom of the page, he says that is a Haggah based on our Taisus. So that the first three lines of Rashi is Rashi Shita, and the rest of Rashi is Taisus Shita. So read the Rashi. And this is Havlat Kosher, Ksav Yadai, it's Kosher, why? So Rashi, Haitana Lav Kerameyer, Svirulay, Dome Eidech Hasim Akarati, Durameh Havlat Mamzer. Rashi says this Mishnah is not Remeir, it's not Reb Elazar, it's some third Tana. And we certainly don't paskin like him. Shout out to Paskin Remeir, Paskin Reb Elazar. But if you say Ksav Yadai is kosher, it's some third Tana, unknown Tana, and he holds a different Shita. That's Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah. So Rashi is going to say that really Ksav Yadai is no good. Either is a Mishnah, it's some other Tana, it's not Remeir, it's not Reb Elazar, he holds a Xeris HaKosav, it's good. Talk like you said from the Kosav, that there's a Kosav, it's good. It's not nothing to do with Halach. The second half of Rashi, Laman de Muki Lo Begemar Keremeya, Ikilameimer de Ksav Yadei Kemeya Eidim Dami. Those two lines is Taisus. Those two lines are Shitas Taisus that are stuck in to this Rashi. Because it bothered the Masader, whoever was Masader Rashi, that there's a man de Yomi de Gemara, that's not like Keremeya. What's Rashi going to do with it? So he stuck in at least twice a Shita. that and lemad the muki la begemara karemeir. Aye, if it's remeir, how can you hope savyade is good? Yikalamemik savyade kamei edim dami. Now, why does the Bach say it's not Rashi? Because Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi and Asad Yahold, Savyada is no good. Savyada is nothing. That's why the Bach explains that these two lines, that's Taisus. I'm glad that Taisus on paper is also Mashra that way. Taisus Shloisha Git Psulim. Loel daf gimel pirashdi umash pirish bekuntris dach mishta loyra belaza loyra meya ain nira yikim begamar mukla karameh. So it's clear from Taisus that the Bach is right, that this ago wasn't there because Taisus taki esar Rashi. So it comes out we have two machloksim on pshat in the Mishnah, two machloksim pshat in the Gemara, and the yaitza mehadvarim is a what seems to be a very basic machlokes is. Savyadai kosher, at least Leira Meir. What about the Rav Elazar? We'll have to start talking about it later. But Leira Meir is Savyadai good or is Savyadai not good? Taisa Shita is that it's good. Rashi Shita is that it's not good.
What does Rashi do
with Gemara? It says that the man of Mikey is Rashi. I'm not sure. It's Taisa Kasha Rashi. I'm not sure. 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 Have to take a look. But, yeah.
I'm just trying to ask Rashi from this Taisus. And it seems like Rashi.
This, the end of this Taisus is like Rashi, yes.
Yeah, because they're talking about Alper. We're talking about Ksav. It does tell them it's not Alper. It's the end of the
world. Is there a difference in Alper and Ksav?
Yeah, that's what I was asking before.
Maybe. Okay, we'll have to see. The Peshua says that this Taisus and this Taisus are. I know there are nothing, so they're not arguing. But Peshua, I think, never said that they're arguing. That this Taisus has this line, Kimish Abad because of Enlach HaChasim HaGadayim HaMizu, the Kiddush, and that this Taisus is arguing. So Peshua is titled in what they're arguing. But, what about Taisus Shita? So we explain Rashi. Rashi is good now. From Taisus Kashas, answer Rashi. Much Shver on Taisus. So we had Shver on Taisus, two or three Kashas. Why do we have Shver on Taisus? Taisus tells Savyadeh is good. So, first of all, it's Shver. By Kiddushin, never heard such a thing. A person comes, it's a Gemara B'Ferish, the third paragraph of Kiddushin. If you're a Mekadosh and Isha in front of nobody, it's not a Kiddushin. If a man says and a woman says, they both admit, I gave Kiddushin. She admits, she got Kiddushin. Mishka Kiddushin, you need this L'Kiyume. It's Aleph days. You need Eidus L'Kiyume. So if you need Eidus L'Kiyume, so what's pshat in Taisvis that Savyadeh is good? The whole sheet of Taisvis is a steerer to what we learned all along. That Kiddushin and Gerushin and Chalitza, those three, you need Eidus L'Kiyum.
Well, that's the
Amira
that they say now is not a key
of
the
action.
The writing on the
gas
is key because you bring
out
the
back
of
the wrong. But if you hold Eidus Baldin works, so why shouldn't it work Baphet too? One kasha on Taisus is the kasha from Kiddushin. Kiddushin is no good. We don't say that's about the Kameidim. And the second kasha is Taisus kasha. Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. It's Chav Lachrini. How could you say hey, that's about the Kameidim in most cases of Gerushin? It's going to answer her onto a Kayim. It's Chav to all the Kayim. The Kayim can't marry her. And we have a cloud that we don't say hey, that's about the Kameidim dummy when it's Chav Lachrini. Maybe it's a chav to her that you can answer. Maybe some she's maida, but certainly chav to the kayanim. So these are two problems with Taisus. So the Berachas Avraham he brings in the Sivis. The Sivis is not going directly to answer this question, but the Sivis nevertheless says pshat in Taisus that by mamin chav lachrini taka doesn't work. Haidos Badin Kameidim Dami does not work by Chav Lachrini. Except when it's Biyadim. There's one case where we say Haidos Badin Kameidim Dami, even by Chav Lachrini. And that's when it's Biyadai. It's Biyadai to do it. Brings a case where, I'll simplify the case he's bringing, where let's say a man dies. I go over to the assignment and I say, your father gave me a pekudin to hold. But it belongs to Pliny. It doesn't belong to your father, it belongs to Pliny. So I am now saying something that's a chav to the assignment. Saying that's a chav to the assignment, but I believe. Why? I could have not said anything. I could have just given it to Pliny. So if I have an emunis, I'm believed when it's Chav Lachrini. Hoidos Baldin also works when it's Chav Lachrini if it's Biyadai. Memela Tysus holds that by Gerishin, where Gerishin is Biyadai, since a woman has to accept Gerishin Bal Karcha, so it's Biyadai of the Baal. So Tysus holds, Hoidos Baldin Kameya Eidim, when it's Biyadai, because it's always Biyadai of the Baal. So Memela Hoidos Baldin Kameya Eidim works, that's Tysus Shita. Memela to answer the kasha. We ask from Kiddushin. But Kiddushin is no such thing. Kiddushin is not Biyadai. Kiddushin, you can't give a Kiddushin against the woman's will. She has to be masculine. It's not anybody's yad. But Gerishin is Biyadai. So by Gerishin, it works. Hoidos Baldin Kameya Eidim could work by Gerishin. By Kiddushin, it does not. So you can jump on this and ask, what happens if they could both come in that mitzvah together? Do they have a amigo and the other? So the question is, what are you going to say that it's biyadai of the two of them to do it? All right, generally, you don't say amigo by two people. Amigo by tray usually don't say. Although amigo biyadai may be different, and if so, then you have a good catch. But he's not amigo on that level. What? Tivis's point is to answer the kasha. This Tysus, Rabbeinu Tam has a kasha on this Tysus. Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't say Hoidos Baldin Kameya Eidim by Gittin. It's Chav Lachrini. And for during the Tivis, this Tysus will answer that even by Chav Lachrini you do say Hoidos Baldin as long as it's Biyadai. So here it's Gittin is Biyadai, so Gittin works. Kiddush Taka doesn't work, but Gittin does work. Sivis wants to tuaf a chiddush by chalitza, so it'll work also. It's also biyadai. I'm not sure how that works, but that's what the Sivis is coming to talk about. But with the Gea us, he's explaining Taisa Shita. Now it's a mechudish dika Shita that Haidos Baldin works by Gittin. I don't think anybody's going to pass him like Taisus. But that Taisa Shita, that the way we learn Pashup Shat and Taisus, that Haidos Baldin works, at least in certain cases, by a case of Gittin. So we have your Machlekes Rashi Tosis. Let me ask you a kasha on Tosis. You should be able to answer this if you think, because it's just sort of bavarning something. If we're saying now, Hoidos Baldin is Kameya Eidim by Gittin. Hoidos Baldin is Kameya Eidim by Gittin. Now, if a man walks into Bezn, he says, I was Megarish my wife. With a good get. Had a get with two witnesses, I was Megarish. So he's believed. It's Gemara later. Of course he's believed. It's Biyadai, he's believed. What happens if a man comes into Bezdin? He says, I gave my wife a get, but there were no witnesses. There was no witnesses on it. It wasn't Ksav Yadi, the Sefer wrote it. But what do I need witnesses for? He does Baldin Kameya Eidim Dami. So I'm Maida to you, I took a get that a Sefer wrote, he wrote it Lishma, and I gave it to my wife. Why shouldn't he be believed? Why is that no good? What? Does he believe?
He's believed to say he didn't do anything.
Okay, good. Yeah, I want everyone to see that, right? If I walk into Bez, and a man says, I gave a get to my wife, there were no witnesses, but it was not in my handwriting. So you could do John for say, what do you mean? How does Baldin Kameya Eidim Dami? If you say it's good without witnesses, he does fall in. So if he says, I gave it, it should also be good. The answer is, he's believed. We believe him that he gave the get. But he gave apostle a get. A get that has no witnesses and no ksav yadai, that's pasul l'kuli alma. So it's not that we don't believe him. We believe him, but it doesn't do anything for him. He has to say at least that he gave a kosher a get. A kosher a get is either a get with eidim or a get with ksav yadai. Why is a get with ksav yadai better than a get with no ksav yadai? Huh? Because at least it's muchach that it was given from him. It came from him. Their eidim came from him. It's muchach in the get. Stam a get that's written in a stam a cipher. There's no hachach in the get. Okay, so this is the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Again, it's machlekes pshat in Tada Mishnah, pshat in this Gemara, and a machlekes ladina remeir. I shouldn't say ladina because this place is talking about remeir. That like remeir, it's good. Okay, is there going to be any enough community like Rabbi Laza? Any enough community? This is enough community. La halacha. If Rabbi Laza is Eidim Mesira Karati, if there's no Eidim Mesira, I don't want to confuse you. If Taisus is made it to the Rif, then it'll be enough community. La halacha. Actually, we had the Rif Shita that according to Rabbi Laza, after Eidim Mesira Karati, Eidim Mesira also good, right? So if you learn Pashpashat in the Rif, then Eidah Sima, good like Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Laza is Maida Af, so then this Taisus will be enough to meet Allah Halacha too. We'll come out from Taisus, a Chiddush Atzim, that Ksav Yadai could be Kashm. If you hold Af, if you hold that Rabbi Laza is Maida, that Af Eidah. What? Let's say, yeah, depends if you learn the Ram. That's even more confusing. Depends if you learn the Ram's Pshat or you don't learn the Ram's Pshat. Okay. So again, Rashi holds the Tanakama of this Mishnah holds it something. The Tanakama Taka holds it something. That Ksav Yadai is something. And it's good at least to the other. Rebeleza comes along, Rebeleza says, I hold that it's Kashal Chatzila. Right? It's Kashal Chatzila. So Tosis asked, my name is Kashal Chatzila, this is Ksav Yadai. The answer is, Rebeleza holds Ksav Yadai is nothing. It's Taka, a Tana in the Mishnah holds it something. But our Rai is from Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza doesn't hold Eidi Ksav Yadai is anything. So Rashi Shita is, it's nothing. Except if you hold like that, Tana was not Remeya, not Rabbi Laza. No, it's there's a kasav of a kasav in us. No, you can't, because if you hold that in Remeir, Ksav Yadai is good, where does it come from? It has to be Apisara. Mm-hmm. If I make a new Tana, Rashi, and I didn't read the rest of the Rashi, Rashi says, like Rafal was saying before, I asked him if he saw it anywhere. It's the end of that long Rashi on Pei Vav. That Tana holds the Taich for Kasav Inasa, not like Rebelaz, not like Remeir. It's a special Xeris of Kasav, Ksav Yadai is good. Remeir doesn't hold that way. Remeir Taich is for Kasav, Ksav Yadai is good. So now we come to the problem of this leukemia. Okay, let's now step back for a minute and chazar over something that we spent a lot of time on Kiddushin, and I mentioned briefly last month here. The fact that you need Eidus Lekiyume, we all know. Right? That's Aleph Beis, you need Eidus Lekiyume, or it's not a get, place of Shita notwithstanding, that we know such a thing. The kasha is, how do you know you need two Eidim by a get? Where do you learn it from? Right? You know you need two Eidim? Dovidovim and Mammon. Right? You need two Eidim for Mammon. By Mammon you don't need Eidus Lekiyume. So why by, where does this thing come from that you need Eidus Lekiyume by getting in Kedushin? We would think you don't need any witnesses by getting in Kedushin. The only reason we say you need witnesses by getting in Kedushin is because we learn it from Mammon. So, Dayai Labamin Adinli as Kanidin. If I'm learning Erava out of Mammon, by Mammon you don't need Eidus Lekiyume. Right? If I, between me and you, I sell you something, there are no witnesses, it's a Mechira. So, why, by Kedushin, if I give a woman Kedushin, why is it no good? So, the answer is, you need Eidus Lekiyume. Who said, why do you need Eidus Lekiyume? Let's learn Dovidovim and Mammon, just like Mammon you need two witnesses, only Levurei. You don't need Eidus L'Kiyume. The same thing here. Who says you need two witnesses? If everyone's Maida, you shouldn't need two witnesses. So there are two Mahalchim. There are two basic Mahalchim. There are more, but there are two basic Mahalchim that we always speak out to answer this kash. One is the Mahalch of the Ktsais, Simin Reish Mem Aleph. The Ktsais is really based on Tysus, but anyway, the Ktsais speaks it out clearly. The Ktsais says, Kedarkai, in the Mechudish Tekuai, he says, really, Mamin also needs Eidus L'Kiyume. Must be. Mamin also needs Eidus L'Kiyume. You're going to tell me, what are you talking about? Mamin needs Eidus L'Kiyume. If I sell you something, I lend you money, and there are no witnesses, you don't owe me money? That's ridiculous. Zaptik Tzais, Eidus also needs Eidus. Mamin also needs Eidus L'Kiyume. Zaptik Tzais, but Haidas Baldin Kemeya Eidin, by Mamin. By Mamin, the halacha of Haidas Baldin Kemeya Eidin makes that the Haidas Baldin Gufa is the Eidus L'Kiyume. That's Gufa the Eidus L'Kiyume. The Haidas Baldin Gufa is the Eidus L'Kiyume by Mamin. So really, you do need Eidus L'Kiyume by Mamin. And it works out, Haidas Baldin Kemeya Eidin, Dami. And Mimela, when I learn Gittin Kedushin, Gittin Kedushin, there's no din of Haidas Baldin Kemeya Eidin, Dami. Because getting the kedushin is chav lachrini, so by getting the kedushin, there's no din of aydos baldin kamei adam dami. So mevela by getting the kedushin, you need aydos l'kiyume. Aydos baldin doesn't work. That's as I say ktsais. That the ktsais is hesber in why erva needs aydos l'kiyume, even though you learn it from mamin, and mamin doesn't need aydos l'kiyume. So what's the chiddush here? That everything needs Eidus L'Kiyume, basically. That's what he said. Everything needs Eidus L'Kiyume, and Mamin also needs Eidus L'Kiyume. It's a big chiddush. Think about it. Huh? Anybody have a kasha? Mamin needs Eidus L'Kiyume? What's Shvarim?
You're just going to say that
so Rashi, it's certainly good.
No, it's Shvarim.
It does Shemut Taisus.
You're just going to say in the second order
therefore, Tysus is talking not like Tysus. Shouldn't be a chiddush to you. He's confused if it's a raya or a kasha. Is Ktsais stimmt with Tysus or doesn't stimmt with Tysus? Huh? Great Tysus, hey, does Baldin works. The whole Ktsais is goodbye to the fact that does Baldin doesn't work. So Pashas, it doesn't stimmt with Tysus, right? Right? The second Mahalach was Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach. Also goodbye to Avishayim. Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. This was, by the way, if you want to learn through the Ktsais and Pnei Yeshua, the stipler in Kedushin, I think it was Simin Mem Zayin. Either Mem Gimel or Mem Zayin. But it was Mem Zayin. Went through this Machlaikis. He brings the Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach. That really, all we learn from Mamin is Eidus Lehurei. From David Davsheba Mamin, all we know, we don't know Eidus Lehurei. We would only know that you have to prove of the witnesses. So Yeshua learns that the concept of Eidus L'Kiyume is a svara. It's a svara chitzayim. It's a svara. What's the svara? That since Dava Sheba Erva is negeya to the whole world, if you mekadosh an isha, you give a kedushin, it's negeya to everybody. Everybody else is asatar. Therefore, it must be that a Dava Sheba Erva has to be provable to the world. It can't be that a woman's a Pnuya, she's Becheskes Pnuya, and then one day she becomes an Eishas Ish, and nobody in the world knows about it. It can't be. Because the Torah created Eishas Ish to ask for somebody in the world. So there must be, in Svar as Machayiv, that a Dava Sheba Erva can't happen without without some type of gilui. Now you could say maybe you should tell 1,000 people or 10,000 people. All right, so the gather is two edim. Shnei edim yachim da. The gather is two edim, but it's based on a svara that a person can't do things bein elu bein ishtai, just the two of them, and from the two of them, it's going to work. The Stipler adds a little hesber to the Pnei Yeshua that you know we had last year in Kedushin that if you give a woman a get, amenash loy tishti yayin la'olam. If you give a woman, you say, this is a good get, amenash, you never drink wine the rest of your life. Is that a good get? If she never drinks wine, is it a good get? No, because it's missing in increases. She's still agida gabe. There'll never be a day that will know she's megureshes until she dies. So we'll never know. Maybe tomorrow she'll drink wine. If I give her a get, unless she doesn't drink wine for 30 days, it's a good get. We wait 30 days. At the end of 30 days, it's kairos. But if I say, unless she'll tish the yayin la'aylam, so that's tzar nekrisis. Because I'll never know if it's a good get. Never ever. Zakta, what?
When she dies,
but which means she dies too late to marry anybody. So she'll never have a heter from this get to marry first. The Sakita Gabe. Stifler learns that that's the pshat in Eidus L'Kiyum. If a get has to be final. It can't be that tomorrow people could say we did do it, next day say we didn't do it. That depends on what people say. Like Mormon. By Mormon it could work that way. But it can't work that way. A get has to be final. Once you give the get, it's over. It doesn't depend on your haidah. And that is why there's the concept of Eidus L'Kiyum. So what the Stifler says, but without it, Pnei Yeshua has a totally different mahalach, that it's totally in Svara. And the Ketzaisa's mahalach is that it's Mechudishtika mahalach, that's totally in the Hekesh of David Ovid Mamamin. These two terutzim, L'chaira, are totally in Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. L'chaira. Because the whole Ketzais is gebayit on the fact that Mamin, your Haidas Baldin, is Kamei Eidim Dami. And Mashiach came by getting a Kedushin, there's no din of Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, so mainly you need to have actual Eidus L'Kiyume. The whole Ketzais is gebayit on the Tosfos here, on Rashi Shita, that there's no din of Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. By getting the Kiddushin. Taisis L'chayro will have to hold like Meshur's Mahalach. Chayro, these two things are totally in this. Although, if you want, you can see in Taisis Lashon, maybe Meshur's Shita too. Vaymani Adas Baldin, Shun Mechayv Lachem, to be Kiddushin. Why does they say Osala Kraven? Why does they say Osala Ishasish? Akuli Alma, she's an Eshesish. We'll have to see. But anyway, Tosfos says that. So, Rav Kapanim, this is totally the two Mahalchim. This is the, for now, this is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. If Savyadeh helps, so you have to bear in mind, always, we're going to, later in the parak, we're going to come back, you're going to tell me Savyadeh works like Tosfos. Remember, Tosfos is talking only like Rameyer, Pashtus. And the Savyadeh works, and Rashi disagrees, and totally in that, Achayra, these two Mahalchim, and why you need Eidus L'Kiyum. Okay, let's move to the next Tosfos. Kasa b'ksav yaday ve'en olav edim. Interesting Tosfos. Tosfos says, why is ksav yaday possible? Why does Tosfos have to answer that? Ksav yaday ve'en olav edim. Why does Tosfos have to say a pshat? Because Tosfos holds be'etzem, ksav yaday should be good. Ksav yaday ein lecha chasim agad l'mizu. So why were the Rabbanan daitim? So this next Tosfos is vayta, Tosfos l'shitasai. Right? Tosfos l'shitasai, ksav yaday be'etzem should be good. Has to explain, why is it no good? So Tosfos, you know why it's no good? A chiddush. Talmud apostle, shum shiyuchel lichtiv zman, k'may shiyirtza, v'avekein by zman. If you're going to write it with Eidim, the Eidim will make sure you write the correct date. if I could write whatever I want, so maybe I'll write as man that passes. So the Mela, that's why Ksav Yadeh is no good. This is Shitas Taisis again, that the psul of Ksav Yadeh is because the psul of Hatzil of Ksav Yadeh is because Ein Baizman. So Taisis has a problem. Taisis says, what could go wrong if he writes the wrong man? That's the rest of the Taisis, right? So what's wrong if the husband writes the wrong man? If he writes this man earlier, who loses? Who loses? What? He loses. Because Kozman is married, he could even pay risk from Hanukhasim. If he writes an earlier date, right, whatever Mizainis he gave her already, he gave her. Right now he's standing on the 20th day of the month, and he writes the 10th day of the month. So that places his problem. Well, what could go wrong? I could go wrong. So Taisus goes into an Indian of Kanun. Woman. What about if he writes a later date? Why doesn't Taisus answer? Maybe he'll write a later date. He'll try to steal payers from her. He'll write a shtar mocher. And he'll write a zman that's later. And he'll cheat her. Because if he wants to do that, he could just write the get. He could just write the get later. Why would he write it now with a later date? Why does anybody ever write a shtar mocher? All right, maybe you're right. He'll have little incentive to do it. The get was given. It will say the get was given already. She'll time it's mocher. She'll time it's mocher because of Yarmouth. Does that answer the question? I'm trying to figure out. And the question is, why doesn't Taisus say? The problem is you write a later date. Shtar mocher is possible. I should say so quickly, Shtar mocher is possible. That's what I'm going to talk about. But why doesn't Taisus say you're going to write a later date? If you're going to write a later date, you'll cheat her from her payers. Because you'll keep on eating the payers until then. Excuse me? She'll see. So she'll time it, that's the thing. She'll time it. She won't be masking to take it that way. She won't take it if it's a later date. Okay, it could be. I mean, so we're not going to be chayshish that she doesn't realize the ramifications. She takes it, well, she takes it without the realization. She takes it without realizing it. Okay. The damas is that Taisus himself later on Daf Yud Zayin talks about shtar mocher. Taisus talks about the question of the status of a shtar mocher, and it's machlekes rishayim. The bottom Taisus there. Taisus asks the kasha that I'm asking you. Get mocher yifsel mahay taima. A get mo'ukhah should be possible because the ish is losing the payers. That's Taisus Kash. We have a general rule to get mo'ukhah. First of all, I don't know if you know. A general rule for all shtaris, what's the rule? Generally, a shtar mo'ukhah is kosher. All shtaris, a ksuba, or a mamin, the chira, shtar mugdim is possible, shtar mo'ukhah is generally kosher. Taisus asks, why isn't, Taisus the Kash I'm asking you, why isn't a get possible if it's a get mocher and to cheat the woman? There's a machlaikis there, machlaikis rishayim. Taisus holds that a get mocher is kosher, but it's chal, the get is chal from this man that's written, and the mamon is chal from this man that's written. Both. The get and the mamon is chal from the time that's written. It's kosher. But it's chal later. He gives a get to her on Monday, he dates it for Wednesday, so that when he gives it to her Tuesday, she's still married to him. It's only chal on this man that's mocher. That's Taisus Shita. So Mimele, he's not cheating her out of the payrus. He's talking entitled to the payrus. Because whatever date you're writing the get, that's talking when she's Megoreshes. So the kasha was, he's cheating her out of the payrus. He's not cheating her out of the payrus. He's entitled to the payrus. So there's no problem. That's Shitas Tosis. Now, what's the chiddush in this? That you give a get today, and it's chal later. Right? Okay. But that's Tosis Shita. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that a shtar mu'ukhar is possible. At least the Rabbanon, the Rambam says shtar mu'ukhar is possible. And the Ravid holds an in-between Shita. The Ravid holds that a shtar mu'ukhar is chal right away. The get is chal, get mu'ukhar is chal right away. But the payris you can't eat till later. The payris you can't eat till a later time. That's Shitas Ravid. So like the Ravid has this, what? Till this man on the shtar. So if you give a get on Sunday and you date it for Wednesday, she's Megoreshes on Sunday. And the payrus, you can't eat the payrus starting from Tuesday. That's the Ravid Shita. So the Rambam is easy, and Tosis is chiddush, but easy. Tosis holds the whole get is chal on this man mocher is kosher. The Rambam holds the whole get is pasul. The Ravid holds we make a chiluk. The get is kosher from the get legabi davish be'erava is chal right away. Legabi mamin, it's only chal later. That's the Ravid Shita. The Ravid needs a hesber. The Rosh asks on the Ravid. How could you force a woman into such a thing? The Rosh asks, the Rosh brings the Ravid. And he asks on him, how could you force a woman? You're forcing a woman to accept a get and still pay payrus? Doesn't make any sense. A get you give Bal Karcha. So you're giving the woman the get today, and she still has to give the husband payrus. She's Megoreshes today, and she has to give the husband payrus till 30 days from now. How can you force a woman to do that? If you want to give me, if she's willing, there's no problem. If she doesn't want to be Megoreshes, she'd rather be married. You're giving it to Bal Karcha. So you're eating, you're telling her, I'm giving you a get Bal Karcha, she wants to be married. You're saying, I'm giving you a get Bal Karcha, but the payrus, I'm going to continue eating for, it could be 30 days, it could be 10 years. Right? He has to give up his zainus.
Yeah, sure.
The zainus is traded for Masi Adel. Maybe you're right. Alright, this is the Rosh's Kasha. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Stipler. The Stipler is in the Kisvei Kilos Yaakov, the one I have in my shtender. Simil Chaf, a very geshmaka Stipler, one of those svaris that sort of go back and forth. It's Simil Chaf there.